Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Let's get this week started with our second date update. Aaron messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. You can too. You've been out on a great first date. You want to see that other person again, but they are kind of dragging their feet. We're going to find out why right here on second date update. Aaron, let's get to it. What is going on with Elizabeth?
I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping that's how you can work some magic and get me to date number two with her.
Okay.
She's really hot.
Well, okay. It's kind of what we do. We hope we can anyway. Other than her being hot, what else can you tell us about her?
I mean, I was into her full lips and the way she filled out her dress. You know what I mean?
Wait.
Okay, what was that?
Full lips?
Yeah.
Jeez.
We're looking maybe a little bit more about her personality, Aaron. Did you mesh on that level with Elizabeth, Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah. No, we did. We did for sure. I mean, she's relaxed and likes to have a good time. It was real nice.
Okay. And what did you guys do on your first date?
Well, she said she liked to take things slow. So we met for drinks after work, a happy hour kind of thing, you know, snacks, cocktails, that sort of business.
Okay.
All right. Did anything come up in conversation, Aaron, that might have been maybe a yellow flag for her? If not a red flag.
I mean, I guess I'm not sure she got my sense of humor. I mean, she could be a bikini model. And I made a joke that I'm a big guy, you know, 6'2". So we pair off well, but she didn't think it was funny.
Wait a second. So did you actually say to her on the date, you could be a bikini model?
Damn right I did, man. And if you saw her, you'd say the same thing.
Okay.
Well, I just don't know if I'd start with that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right,
I mean,
so, okay. Okay. All right. So were you able to recover from that, Aaron, with Elizabeth?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a king of recovery here. Okay. I showed her my romantic side, you know? And I wrote a poem about her right there on the spot.
You wrote a poem?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What kind of poem?
Safe for the radio.
What kind of poem was it?
I mean, like a poem that rhymes. What do you mean, what kind of poem?
Okay, was it like roses are... Do you know, would you remember any of the poem?
Yeah, yes. I mean, you want me to give up the whole thing?
Well, we're going to call... You know, what we're going to do here is call Elizabeth. Do you want to hold on to your poem? And then maybe when we get her on the phone, we can see how she reacted to the poem?
Unless it was the poem that made her not want to call you back.
Right.
No way.
Okay,
no,
you hold on to the poem. All right, you hold on to the poem. We're going to call Elizabeth and figure out why she's not getting back to you, Aaron. Stay right there. Three minutes away. The second half, second date update coming up with Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Here's Aaron talking about his first date with Elizabeth.
I showed her my romantic side, you know, and I wrote a poem about her right there on the spot.
You wrote a poem?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What kind of poem was it?
I mean, like a poem that rhymes. What do you mean, what kind of poem?
Well, is it Aaron's rhyming skills is keeping Elizabeth from calling him back? Let's find out. Calling Elizabeth, see if she'll answer and talk to us.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Elizabeth?
Probably. What is this about?
Okay. Yeah, and good morning, Elizabeth. It's Thunder and PT. Hi. This is not a sales call or a spam call, robocall, anything like that. It's actually, we do a segment on our, well, we do a morning show on 102.9 The Wolf. And we do a segment to help listeners in their dating lives called Second Date Update. Would you have a moment to talk to us about a gentleman you went on a date with? What, how long ago, PT, was it? About a week or so ago?
I think it was
ago?
Like a week, yeah.
Okay. His name is Aaron. Do you remember him?
Do I have to?
Well, no, you don't.
No, yeah. I
mean, but we'd appreciate it. And this way, people like Aaron kind of either find out whether or not the person they went out with wants to see them again.
He just kept staring at my chest, and then he told me I should be a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, wow, yeah. We kind of got the impression that he was, I don't even know maybe, how to say it.
Well,
like,
maybe your personalities weren't a good fit.
Yeah, I would say it that way.
Well, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate what.
Hello?
Feminine beauty. Like, what's the problem?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Elizabeth, we still have Aaron here.
Well, Aaron, we talked to Aaron a few minutes ago during this segment, a first segment, and then we took a moment to call you. So Aaron is on.
Okay.
Didn't tell you up front that he's listening. And
the all natural beauty. Like, telling you that, what's the problem? It's just truth. It's nothing you don't already know.
Oh my God! Roses are red poem, written on a napkin in the middle of a day. It's just creepy. And then you did that weird thing to my shoulders.
Whoa! What?
How is that the kind of appreciation I'm looking for?
Girls love that.
And let me just interrupt real quick, because if you're just joining us, so you wrote but we found out that Aaron did write a poem for you, Elizabeth, on this first date.
So that was kind of the deal breaker then, Elizabeth. What was this poem all about?
It wasn't very clever and a little creepy. It felt like he was asking me out.
What was the poem? Do you have the poem, Aaron? Do you have the poem?
Yeah, I mean, I have it. Yeah,
okay.
I have it.
All right. Is this something you read out loud to her on the date or what?
No, I showed it to her. I flipped the napkin.
You wrote it on a napkin and showed it to her?
Yeah, it was like a reveal. Like, pass the drink and then put down the napkin, only flip it, and the poem's there.
Okay, and at this point, you're really attracted to Elizabeth, Aaron, correct? When you hand her this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Do you remember what the poem said?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, you want to know? Fine. Yeah,
is it safe for the radio? Is it safe for the radio?
Sure. Okay. Roses are red. Oceans are blue. I want to take you to Cancun where our bodies can be two.
God, man.
Elizabeth?
Something else.
Mm-hmm.
When he passed that note to you, that poem, what was your reaction?
I just kind of looked at him and thought, is he being serious right now? So then I just kept sipping on my drink. I didn't know what to say.
I mean, I was just trying to give you a taste of what this big guy with a big heart could do for you. I was just trying to be sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. First,
she got a taste. All right.
Is not okay, and you need to learn about some boundaries and respect.
You need to relax. I mean, you seem stressed. I gave you a mini massage. My hands never went anywhere weird.
Okay, what's
I
this
kept
about?
Them on your back.
Yeah, you mentioned this earlier, and Pat, what are you talking? What, Elizabeth? What was that? This massage?
It was just like the most awkward massage. It just kind of reminded me of when someone just comes. A creepy uncle you don't want to touch you, sort of thing.
Oh, come on.
Okay. So, Aaron, you're getting the message loud and clear here that
I don't
Elizabeth
think he was getting the message.
Well, no, but
before.
He's going to get it from us.
Well, clearly. And I think, Aaron, to be really honest, man, I kind of feel like you might owe Elizabeth an apology for the way that you kind of.
What? Apology for what? I was being nice. Now,
how are you not picking up on her signs that she was not, in, you know, into your advances?
Elizabeth, how did you end this night with Aaron?
Oh, my gosh. I ended up telling him I needed to get home to feed my cat.
Okay. And so you got out of the bar then, and that was it? And you left him at the bar?
We walked outside. He insisted on walking me to my car.
And you got away.
Sobered up for a moment.
Did you feel, what was your, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it was a close call. He tried to go in for one, and I got in my car.
No, I did not. Okay. No.
Here's the thing, Aaron. I think Elizabeth wants you to leave her alone.
Yes, please.
Yes, no problem. You got it.
Not what I was looking for. All right.
You got it. You're lost.
Well, have a nice life.
Yeah.
I doubt it, but have a nice life. I wish you well.
Okay, we lost Elizabeth. Aaron, loud and clear, you understand you're not going to bother Elizabeth again?
Yes. Yeah, I am very loud and clear. She has nothing to worry about for me. I can assure you that.
I feel like, I mean, look, man, your style is obviously going to be, I think there's maybe some women out there that are like kind of into that. I mean, maybe, but
is
it's
there
like
one,
maybe, but you just got to be
there's
really,
a lot of them.
I don't
there's
know,
a
man.
Lot
like,
of them.
Maybe, but you just got to be mindful about it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not even going to thank you, Aaron. I want to thank Elizabeth. I don't know if you're listening or not, or if you're a friend of Elizabeth's. Please thank
whatever,
her for it.
Whatever. All right. What do you all right. guys know? Right. When was the last time you were at
hey,
the booth?
You called. Listen, you called us.
That's true. You did call
you
us.
You messaged us. You wanted to do this. So, and we said, listen, it could be a no, could be a yes. You knew going in what was could happen. All right. He went quiet. All right. Is anybody left?
Unbelievable.
This is the first time I don't want to thank somebody for being on. Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wharf. She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.